Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so proud and excited about you being with us today. And ladies and gentlemen, we are a believer in prayer. Without a doubt, the planet doesn't move. The universe doesn't move without prayer to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, ladies and gentlemen. But before we get started and get to the word, ladies and gentlemen, we have to give the Lord a hand clap of praise. You better give God some praise today because he is God. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you. God bless you. Elder Kevin Vaughn here with you today, ladies and gentlemen. We're excited about God's people out there all across the globe who pray, those who pray for us, those who pray over us, who pray with us, ladies and gentlemen. We just thank God for prayer and the time of prayer in the name of Jesus. Thank you so much. Yes, yes. Amen. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, before Bishop comes up and God comes up, ladies and gentlemen, we have a scripture tonight. Our scripture is going to be from Psalms 91, for those who have the word today, ladies and gentlemen. Psalms 91, verses 1 through 11. We'll be sharing that scripture shortly. We want to encourage you to read the entire chapter of Psalms 91 and the entire word of the Lord as well, in Jesus' name. So we thank you so much for the word. Thank you, Jesus, for this word each and every day. Also, too, ladies and gentlemen, if you like to have, if you do have a prayer request, type in, or just say hit *1 on your phone. *1 on your phone will put you in queue for those who would like to have a word, comment, or prayer request. Hit *1 on your phone, and we'll be glad to open up those lines a little later on. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. And ladies and gentlemen, let's go to the word. Ladies and gentlemen, nothing but his word will work. Ladies and gentlemen, nothing but the word will work. Amen. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, this is prayer time around the globe with Bishop John Simpson. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, Psalms 91, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Oh, doesn't that sound good, ladies and gentlemen? I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge. He is my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. And he shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Amen. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by the day. Let me read that. That's verse number 5. Let me read that one again, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to get the first part. For thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor by the arrow that flieth by the day, nor the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, 10,000 at thy right side. It shall not come nigh thee. Amen. All only thy eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil before thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. Amen. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. Ladies and gentlemen, oh, that's the word of the Lord, ladies and gentlemen. Psalms 91, verses 1 through 11. Amen. Ah, yes, yes. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. And ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we're going to open up the line to Bishop, ladies and gentlemen, that we present to you around the globe, ladies and gentlemen, Bishop John Crenshaw. Bishop, thank you so much for being with us today. God bless you, sir.
God bless you, Elder Kevin. God bless you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you today. We give you glory and honor. We adore you. We thank you for your word. So shall your word be, that goeth forth out of your mouth shall not return void, but it shall accomplish that you please, and it shall prosper into the thing whereto you send it. Father God, tonight we pray for our nation. We pray, O Heavenly Father, that you will protect us from all danger, all evil, God, in the name of you. Keep our minds in perfect peace. Your words say, God, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Father God, in all our ways, we acknowledge you, and you will direct our path. God, we thank you today. We give you glory for it in the name of Jesus, that the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds and casting down imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and pulled into captivity to the obedience of Christ. God, in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare that your word is a consuming fire. Your word is spirit and it is life. Your word is eternal. Father, we give you glory for it tonight, even as we pray for our nation. We pray, God, as you direct our leaders of God, the president, God, Congress, God, that direct them in the name of Jesus. And God, we pray for safety of your people, God. We pray for salvation for America, God. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus tonight, that no evil shall come near our dwelling, no plague shall be able to overtake us. And Father, we glorify you. We decree and declare it is already done according to your word. We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt your name. And we decree and declare it is so, because you have not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. We thank you for your word tonight. We glorify you, and we decree and declare it is done. We thank you, God, as you direct the people of God, as you direct us, as we continue to pray for our nation, as we continue to pray for our communities, our neighborhoods, as we continue to pray for the government, God. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, as you, God, direct them, Lord, in this day and the hour that we live in. We pray for safety, God. We pray for salvation for our nation. We pray, God, that our nation will turn back to you, God, and we need you as ever before. Your words say, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then you would hear from heaven, and you would forgive our sins, and you would heal our land. Lord, our land needs healing today. Our land, our nation needs healing today. Father God, heal the hearts of man, God. Heal the heart, God, that they will return to you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, you be glorified in this season of life. You be glorified in our nation, God, as we surrender to your will. God, you get the glory, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for it, God, that you have been good to our nation. You have been gracious to us, God. You have brought us through many storms, God, and we thank you for it. In the mighty name of Jesus, we glorify you, we magnify you, we exalt your name. There's no God like you. You are the greatest. You are our Lord. You are our everything. Father, we magnify you. We lift your name up. And Father, we pray for God, for Ukraine tonight. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that your blood prevail, Lord. Your blood prevail. God, you are all-knowing. You know every secret. You know every hidden and every dark place. Lord, you know, God, in the name of Jesus, we pray tonight and glorify you. For God, you are able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can even ask or think. And Lord, we thank you tonight that you have given us a peace of mind in the middle of this storm. Give us a peace of mind that passeth all understanding. Your word, your word says you will keep us in perfect peace. The mind that stayed on Jesus. God, we give you thanks for it tonight. And we lift your name up. And Father, we glorify you for what you're going to do. We thank you, God, that you will bring our nation back to you. That we will bring our nation back to you, God. That prayer will return to the classroom. That prayer will return to the home. That prayer will return to our courthouse. That prayer will return in our government. And Father, we glorify you. We know that you're able to pull down every stronghold of the enemy. You are able to destroy every act of the enemy in the name of Jesus. And we thank you tonight, God. And we call it so tonight. And we glorify you for your words. We thank you, God, that you will raise up another generation that will serve you as never before. We thank you for our nation, Father God. But we thank you, Lord, for men and women that serve and live for you. We thank you for men and women that love you. We thank you, God, for men and women that are sold out for you. And Father, we glorify you. Our nation will change. Our nation will come closer to you. our nation will come to know you as we've never known you before. And Father, we glorify you because we're living in the last days. We're living in evil times, and our perilous times come. And Father, we give you praise, God, that you protect us during these evil times. You protect and prepare us for the coming of your return, Lord. Prepare us for your return, God. Let us be ready as a nation. Let us be ready as an individual. Let us be prepared for your return. But God, let us occupy until you come, God. Let us be about your Father's business. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we give you praise tonight. Even those of God that are homeless in our nation, all that are without in our nation, Father, we thank you as you open the door, as you open the door of blessings, as you open the door of God in the name of Jesus. Bring our nation, oh God, to unify our nation, God, in the name of Jesus. Let us be a forgiving nation. Father, we thank you, Lord. Let us forgive one another. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. Bring fathers, bring mothers, bring sisters, bring daughters and sons closer together in the name of Jesus. We pray for our nation, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray against the spirit of violence. We pray against the spirit of murder. We pray in the name of Jesus for your blood, God. We pray for your protection. We pray, God, for your safety in the name of Jesus. Even our children, God. Lord, we pray for our nation, God, that you move up on this nation with a power on our spirit, a revival to break out in our nation, a revival, God, that you would turn back in our homes, return back in our classroom, return back, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you. We praise you, God, even in the foreign forces, even in the government. Father, we thank you as you move in a great and a mighty way, as you bring us with one mind that we can live and to serve you. Father, we glorify you for it. We praise you for what you've already done. We thank you, God, for every prayer warrior tonight in our nation. We pray tonight, God, that you raise up another generation. Raise up another generation that seek your faith. Raise up another generation that will live for you. Father God, take our young people, oh God, in our nation. Flip on our young people, our old people, God. Flood the elders, Lord. Look on our people, God. We need you as never before. As a nation, we need you, God. And we thank you, God, for your grace and your mercy has been upon America. Your grace and mercy has extended over America. We thank you for it, Jesus. And only you, God, only you, Lord, God, I thank you that you brought us a long ways. I thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercy. I thank you, Jesus, as you, God, you're the leaders, God. Yeah, I pray for our president, God. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for our government in the name of Jesus. We pray for our nation. We'll come to be a stronger, praying, believers nation that live for you, God. And we'll give you glory for it. And we thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Amen, Bishop. Thank you so much, Bishop. Ladies and gentlemen all across the world, if you're just joining us, this is prayer time for Bishop John Crenshaw, ladies and gentlemen. We're so excited about prayer for you tonight. Everybody, I believe, ladies and gentlemen, on the planet needs prayer through the power and the word of Jesus Christ, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for being with us today. Ladies and gentlemen, as always, we always love to hear from Dr. Janice Crenshaw, Bishop's wife. Doc, thank you so much for being with us tonight. God bless you.
Well, praise God and thank God for the prayer line tonight. Certainly has missed this gathering for those that were listening now, those that would listen later. And since our last gathering, we know that so much has transpired in our world. So many things are happening with the ongoing threat, praise God, of a virus. But we all know that we're covered by the blood of Jesus. Praise the Lord. We're already, amen, covered by his blood. And the Bible tells us, as I read the scripture here in St. Matthew, the 24th chapter, many of us are familiar with that scripture, that warns us of the things that shall come. And many things that we're seeing now, St. Matthew 24 and verses 5 says, "For many shall come, many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ. And ye shall hear wars and rumors of wars. See that ye not be troubled." And these are the key words that I want to pull down. See that we not be troubled. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and power and of a sound mind. For the word of the Lord says, but the time is not yet. The time of the end is not yet. However, these signs help us to know that we need to do something. What are we going to do? We're going to get the kids. We're going to better ourselves. We're going to get closer to the Lord. And not only from a spiritual perspective, but I want to encourage everybody that's listening tonight as they walk in wisdom. Praise God. So many things are happening with the gas prices escalating and so many things that are going on. I encourage you, stack up on some food, get you some canned goods, get you some non-perishable, put them up, praise God, put them in your closet, garage, or wherever you can put them. These is just simply wisdom. Praise the Lord. Get these items and begin to stack up. We never know what might happen, but we certainly want to be prepared. So we want to walk in wisdom. So as Bishop is praying tonight, praise God, as we pray for our nation, praise God, we want to pray, amen, even for our families, that God would keep us. This is not the time for families, praise God, to be, having issues with one another. This is a season and time we all need to bind together. Praise God. No time to be fussing with your neighbor. No time to be fussing with your cousin. Praise the Lord. If there's anything that needs to get fixed, we need to fix it because we don't know who we're going to need in this season. Who you're going to have to call on. Whose next door you may have to knock on. Amen. Praise the Lord. So whatever it is we got that we need to get it fixed, we need to get it fixed now. Praise God, for the end is nigh, the end is soon, and Jesus is soon to come. Praise God. So we want to, as an old saying, get your house in order. Oh, my God. Get your house in order. Praise God. Get your house in order. That spirit, man, spirit, soul, and body, Paul said, will be preserved blameless until the coming of the Lord. So check your own self. No time to be pointing fingers. No time to be worried about what somebody else is doing. We need to stand in the mirror and say, God, help me to be ready when Jesus comes, because he's coming, the box of it. He's coming in a twinkling of an eye. Praise God. In the second that we think not, and no man knows, the Bible says, when the Son of Man shall come. No man knows. But the scripture is very clear that these are the signs of the times of the end. When we look at Russia, and we look at the scripture prophetically, and we look at the prophets of old, when we dig into the scriptures of the end time, praise God, many theologians have said that God and Magog, praise God, God being that leader of a country of Magog, Magog being symbolic of Russia, amen, praise God. We don't know all of the ins and outs of the connecting of the dots of what all of this means, but what we do know, something is happening in the spirit, and there are wars and there are rumors of wars. Amen, praise God. We know what type of country, praise God, and the evil that's coming out of this country right now with so many lives being destroyed, innocent people. This is not the will of God. So at the same time, the Bible tells us don't just pray. Keep your eyes open. Oh, glory to God. I want to encourage you. Amen. We're going to keep our eyes open. The Bible said, what? As well as prayer. I hear so many people say, I don't watch the news. I encourage you, praise God, to have wisdom with that. We don't bog ourselves down and stay, amen, in the television. But you need to be aware. This is wisdom. You need to be aware. You turn it on, find out what's happening. Praise God, if they block the street down the road, praise God, they sent out the National Guard to block the street about a block or so from your house. You don't know it because you're not looking at the news. You don't know. So you walk right into an ambush. You walk right into something, praise God, that may be a danger to you and your family. So pay attention because the Bible has told us to watch as well as pray. We're going to add to that, we're going to prepare. We're going to prepare naturally, and we're going to prepare spiritually, because Jesus, according to the signs that we see in the earth realm, is soon to come. God bless you. Back to you, Elder Kevin.
Amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, if you're just joining us, that was the voice of Dr. Janice Crenshaw, Bishop's wife. Ladies and gentlemen, gave him some words of wisdom. I hope you took some notes, ladies and gentlemen, on what Dr. Crenshaw just shared with us, ladies and gentlemen. One of the areas from the scriptures, be not troubled. Oh, you got to get that one. Be not troubled. People are getting troubled for no reason. Now, I'm talking about the believers, first of all. be not troubled. Also, too, ladies and gentlemen, we must recognize the signs of the times from the Word of God, ladies and gentlemen. Please do not be distracted. Also, as well, as Doc and Bishop always teach us, ladies and gentlemen, be not distracted as well, ladies and gentlemen. Also, be prepared. She talked about being prepared, ladies and gentlemen. That's just pure wisdom, without a doubt. I love that part. Also, too, ladies and gentlemen, please know the Lord will come back. It's in the Word of God. Y'all look it up. As a thief in the night, ladies and gentlemen, the twinkling of an eye, as Dr. Crenshaw just mentioned, ladies and gentlemen. So please, we must be prepared at all times, ladies and gentlemen. And last but not least, ladies and gentlemen, we must stay informed. No doubt about it. We must be able to read, as Doc and Bishop teach. Read, research, pay attention, ladies and gentlemen, today, because things are happening as we speak, and we must be ready at all times, ladies and gentlemen. Such a powerful word, such a powerful prayer tonight in Jesus' mighty name. Ladies and gentlemen, we also want to give the Lord a hand clap of praise for the man and woman of God tonight that helps us grow and helps us know. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. And ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get ready to go to the lines. We always want to make sure we cover the lines for anybody who's live on the network there. The Bishop has prayed for the entire world, and including our families, of course, our neighbors, ladies and gentlemen, our jobs, our businesses, ladies and gentlemen, our county, our state, our city, and, of course, our federal area as well. So continue to pray always. I'm going to mention your last four digits on the network, ladies and gentlemen, for your prayer requests. And I'll do this at this time. So look, our first caller, Bishop, is going to be 6569. 6569, you're live on the air with Bishop. God bless you.
Yes, thank you for the opportunity. I'm thanking God that the prayer line is back, and I'd like to send a special prayer to Elder Kevin and his family. We really miss you. We miss the prayer line. And I really want a special prayer to Bishop Crenshaw and Doc Crenshaw for always uplifting us, excuse me, and anybody else who shares the words with anybody who uplift them, and we really need that, and we miss it, and we love the prayer line, and we love you guys. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you so much, my brother. I received that in Jesus' name, and thank you so much for that powerful prayer and comments as well. Thank you so much, my brother. Bishop, back to you, sir.
God bless you. We thank God tonight for Brother John as he prayer requests we have made. And we give God the glory for what he is doing even now. Know that prayer is the key and faith unlocks the door. As we continue to pray for our nation, as we continue to pray for one another, hold on. Don't you give up. Hold on to your faith in the Lord. Know that God is working on your behalf. Things have to change because God is a man of his word. Know that the situation has to get better because God is a man of his word. Know that you are in a blessed season of your life as you walk through the word of God and attest to him as you always done. And know that God is working for you. God bless you tonight. We're praying for you. Keep praying for one another. We love you. We love you. We love you. God bless you. God bless Ella Kevin and his family. Father, we thank you for this man of God. We thank you for grace and mercy. We thank you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. We know that no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we care, God, as you will heal the wounds, heal the brokenness, and bring back the joy of the Lord as never before. God, we thank you, and we call those things to be not as though they already are. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the changes already taking place. Amen and amen. God bless you.
Amen, Bishop. Thank you so much, and God bless you. Thank you so much, Bishop and Doc. My family loves you, and thank you so much for your leadership, your steadfastness in the Lord, your wisdom, your teaching and training over the years in Jesus' name. So we thank God for the man and woman of God all across this globe as well. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop and Doctor. Love you so much. Amen. God is so good. Ladies and gentlemen, we must continue to lift up our leaders, those in the faith, those who oversee you and help you in the faith and continue to encourage you. So pray for your bishops, for your pastors, for your evangelists, for your apostles and prophets and your leaders and all those who teach the word of God. I don't care who it is. It doesn't matter. It could be your mommy, daddy, grandma, grandpa. It could be your auntie, uncle. It could be your cousin. It could be your niece, nephew. Anybody who is reading the word of God, ladies and gentlemen, pray for them always in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, praise God. We thank God for you. Amen. God is so good. He is an awesome God, ladies and gentlemen. Now, all I know, ladies and gentlemen, we don't have to understand everything, but we do trust the Lord, ladies and gentlemen. We trust God in all things. We just praise his wonderful name tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're excited. We want you to share out a new schedule as well. Ladies and gentlemen, we praise God. Lord willing, we'll be here every Tuesday evening at 8 p.m. with Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw. Please share this out on your networks as we speak, and we'll continue to send this out on our network as well so we can have everybody enjoy the prayer time with Bishop and Doc, the wisdom of Dr. Crenshaw and Bishop, and also, too, the information that's going to bless their soul and their family soul each and every day. So we thank you again in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. All right. Well, we got another great week going on right now, ladies and gentlemen. I want you guys to enjoy the rest of your evening. Have a powerful, powerful rest of the week. And know that there's nothing you can't do, ladies and gentlemen. And I always love to hear when Bishop talks about never give up on the word, ladies and gentlemen. Never give up on the word, because the word will never give up on you. So we thank you so much for your time tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to leave you with Richard Smallwood's Praying for Peace. And we'll see you next time on Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. God bless you. Thank you for your time, everyone. See you later. By Richard Smallwood, praying for peace. Ladies and gentlemen, this is why we need prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw and Dr. Janice Crenshaw each and every week, ladies and gentlemen, every Tuesday evening at 8 p.m. And also remember, ladies and gentlemen, you can also call for prayer. We'd be glad to pray with you. Give me a call at 404-401-0233, 404-401-0233. We'd be glad to pray with you individually or collectively as well, either via phone or via social media. So let us know. Be glad to pray with you. God bless you. Let's get a Lord a hand clap of praise. Have a great evening, everybody. God bless you. Thank you so much for your time.